A field hospital was erected this week, yesterday, in Central Park. Nobody was expecting this. Nobody heard about it until it actually happened. And the people responsible for it, excuse me, it's a Christian humanitarian organization called Samaritan's Purse. And the man who runs it, and you know his dad, you know him, of course. His dad was Billy Graham, but he's a great man himself, the Reverend Franklin Graham. He joins Bernie and Sid right now on WABC. Good morning, Reverend Graham.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today.
Oh, always great. Thank you.
Listen, thank you for what you do, sir. Listen, I can't even tell you. It's just so moving what you did to come, and especially a Christian organization like yours to come to the hedonism on steroids capital of the world to help out like you're doing right now up in Central Park is incredible. What motivated you to come up here and do this at this time?
Well, first of all, we're in a crisis, and we're all Americans, and we're all in this together. This coronavirus is going to kill Republicans. It's going to kill Democrats. It's going to kill independents. And we need to put politics aside, and we need to come together and work together to save life. We have a hospital just like this in Cremona, Italy. This is, again, a 68-bed hospital, field hospital, and we're equipped for respiratory cases just like we see here in New York. And we're there, of course, as a Christian organization. We're there in Jesus' name. That's how we operate. And we treat everybody the same, regardless of their race, their background, whether they're rich or poor, whether they're gay or straight. It doesn't matter. We treat everybody the same. We're going to show the same level of care and love for each person. And I went to school in New York out on Long Island. My son was at West Point for 4 years. We love New York. My father had many meetings in New York. We love that state. We love the people of the city. And we were asked if we would put that field hospital there by Mount Sinai. We're working with them. Great institution, wonderful people up there. And they gave us a place on the park, or the city did, right across the street from Mount Sinai. So we'll be working with them. Yeah. The patients that come to us will be coming from Mount Sinai. And we hope and pray that every person that comes, that we'll be able to give them the best care and the best love that we possibly can. We do it in Jesus' name, but we want everyone who comes, we hope that everyone will walk out, everyone that comes to us.
Yeah, Fifth Avenue in the 90s, yeah, right across the street.
Yep.
Now, listen, I can attest to, you know, whether you're Christian or not, it doesn't matter, because you've now been in studio twice, Franklin, and I'm Jewish and a very proud Jew, and you show me just as much love and reverence, if not more, than you show Bernie, and he's not Jewish. So I can tell you that that you're not kidding when you say that. You mean that. Listen, you did come here around Christmas time. It was your second visit to us, Franklin, and you talked specifically about Samaritan's Purse, which is, of course, the charity which is behind this operation as well. Now, during Christmas time, you guys do an amazing job of getting presents to kids who ordinarily would never get a present. It's amazing what you do all across the world. And once again, your charity here, hard at work with this operation.
And these doctors and nurses that we bring with our hospital, they've got tremendous experience in infectious diseases. These are doctors and nurses that have experience in Africa fighting Ebola. They know what they're doing, and they will provide the highest level of health care that we can possibly give. And they, you know, as firemen run to fire, they don't run away from fire. And we feel a little bit, we're kind of like firemen. We don't run away from diseases. We run toward them. And we go to try to save life in Jesus' name. So that's what we do. We're glad to be in New York. We love the city. Love you guys. And I just appreciate so much this opportunity of being with you this morning. Pray for our team. We open up this afternoon. They're putting the final touches on the hospital, installing the oxygen. And we'll be ready to open this afternoon, and they said we'll probably be full by nightfall.
Wow.
So, Reverend Graham, the hospital itself, the field hospital, the tents, you won't accept the actual walk-ins. It's going to be in conjunction, as you mentioned, with Mount Sinai West. They will send patients over. Non-COVID patients, from what I understand, will be in attendance at your hospital. You'll be taking care of non-coronavirus patients?
No, we will be taking coronavirus patients. That's what we're set up to do. And
so
we're working directly with the hospital. We're partnering with them. And these patients will be coming to us over from the hospital. So
It's not like you can walk on Fifth Avenue and just say, oh, I'm going to walk in there. No, you have to go to Mount Sinai, and they will determine where you go. But so we're working closely with them, and we're there to serve the people of New York in Jesus' name.
Okay, listen, thank you again this morning for tweeting your appearance. Franklin Graham, if you don't know, has over 2 million Twitter followers. So we appreciate the love and support you give to me and Bernie every time, Franklin. And I will tell you this, and we'll get back to the hospital that you're putting up and opening in Central Park today, but a lot of people that I speak to, Franklin, that are not regularly religious people, folks that don't go to church every Sunday, Jewish people that don't go to Daven every morning, they have turned to prayer at this time. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, Sid, at this point, pray. Pray every single day. Are you noticing that at a time like this, this major crisis, that people, they can't go to church, they can't go to shul, but somehow or another, prayer has become hugely important in their lives?
Well, I think people realize that this this virus, right now, we have science that's not able to solve it. The only hope for this virus really is God right now, and we need to pray that God will give wisdom to the scientists to develop the vaccine, develop a cure, but right now we don't have that, and we need to ask God's help. And as a nation, we've turned our back on God. When you think of the things that we do in this country, the pornography we produce, the abortions that we perform, we know this grieves the heart of God. And I think America needs to repent of their sins, and we need to call on God and ask Him for help. And I believe that He will hear, and He will answer those prayers if our nation does this. And so it's my prayer that people will call on His name and ask for help.
You know, Reverend Franklin Graham, it's a beautiful message that you put forth. I mentioned this city and this state not being a typical sort of red state, if you will, that you're used to operating in. And there is this one state senator. His name is Brad Hoyleman. It's in the New York Daily News this morning, the New York newspaper. He actually put out a statement, and he said that COVID-19 doesn't discriminate, neither should Franklin Graham. This guy's gay. He said it's unacceptable that a New Yorker affected with COVID-19 could be subjected to discriminatory treatment from an organization whose leader calls us immoral and detestable. At a time like this, when you're putting your best foot forward and trying to help out, as you say, you get attacked in such a way by a New York State senator nonetheless.
Well, of course, my religious views are why I'm in New York. And, of course, I'm not going to change my religious views. I believe that certain things that we do in life are sin. I don't call it that. God calls it that. But God is willing to forgive sin. But the people that are coming to our hospital, we don't discriminate against anybody. And regardless of who you are and your sexual preference or whatever, it doesn't matter. We're going to treat every person exactly the same. We're going to love them. We're going to give them the best care that we possibly can, and try to use what we have, the resources we have, to bring healing to their bodies.
Hey, that is a beautiful message.
Hey, Franklin, I want to ask you this. You know, the parks have become a place where people get away. You know, families are able to walk through the parks with their children. And at a time like this, when most of us are staying at home about 22 hours a day, we need the parks. I'm just curious, any pushback because you are putting this up in the middle of Central Park on Fifth Avenue? And will it, in fact, you know, take away from family time in that part of the park? Have you heard anything about usage in and around that area, Franklin?
Well, this area is right across the street from Mount Sinai. We're right on Fifth Avenue. We're not in the middle of the park. We're just there on the side of the park. We just take up a few square feet. It's not going to bother anybody who wants to go to the park. But we have protective barriers protecting so people just can't walk up and get infected or be exposed. We've got a barrier around us that protects the public.
Reverend Franklin Graham, the tent city up in Central Park. Look, despite these hateful, ignorant comments of people in New York and some of the ingratitude that you might be experiencing, on behalf of most New Yorkers, I say we appreciate and love what you're doing. We love you for...
I think we lost Bernie there. I can't hear Bernie. Franklin, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me do this. We'll get Bernie right back on the line. We've got a gentleman on line 4 who wants to talk to you. His name is Jim McDonnell. He's a Republican, and he really wants to help out here. Are you cool with taking a phone call here, Franklin?
Sure. I got one phone call.
All right. So one phone call. We got Tom. Let's go to line 4, Jim McDonnell. Jim, here's your chance to talk to the the Reverend Franklin Graham. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Is this Bernie?
This is Sid and Franklin Graham.
Sid, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. Good morning. Jim McDonald, Reverend Graham. This is Jim McDonald. I'm on the executive committee of the West Side Republican Club. I'm also a member of Mark Meckler's Convention of States, Article 5. My father, I cared for 2 years, from June 2012 to July 2014, with my mom in our apartment here in Manhattan. I think we've had a travesty that hit us. And learning from the Jesuit education that I had at Regis High School, service for others and a man for others, you and your father have been men for the world. I'd like to donate the electromechanical hospital bed that my mom and I took care of my dad in to your field hospital. And if you can't use it, can Bernie and Sid get the word out that we'd like to make a donation to an organization that can use this medical asset? And thank you for the great work that you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for that offer. The hospital that we have, all the beds are exactly the same, and they're uniform. And we brought those from North Carolina with us, so we don't need any beds right now. But I'm sure there may be someone at Mount Sinai or someone like that who could certainly take that. And we'll get the word out. If you could just call our main number here in North Carolina, it's 1980, and ask for Ken Isaac. So he'll connect to his office, and somebody there will take that information. So that's 828-262-1980, Ken Isaacs.
Well, Franklin, listen, you're always great. I know Bernie is back now. Bernie, you're there, right, buddy?
I am here, Reverend Graham, and honored to be here, and so blessed that we have you on the radio show. We thank you so much.
You were great as always, well, Franklin. Thank you so much for helping out New York and America and all of us. Thank you so much.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless you. That is Franklin Graham, of course, the great evangelist, his father, the great Billy Graham, and